That was Blitz and Trapper off their new record. That's called Valley of Death. 29 minutes after 2 o'clock. And you got on K-Humps, Humble Grown Radio Without the Rules. And joining me right now in Studio 1L is Chris Kerrigan. Hey.
Hey, Larry. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. I'm really, I just got in contact with you earlier today, and I was really glad that you were able to take some time to come out here.
Absolutely. Thanks for what you're doing down here on behalf of Eureka.
Oh, well, I'm glad to be here. It's not, it's all the people. That's the, all the people who come out and make this thing happen.
Absolutely. It's pretty cool.
It's very cool. I saw earlier today on Facebook an announcement that I guess you made yesterday. Was it
right?
That you're throwing your hat back in the ring and you're going to run for Eureka Mayor.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I guess my first question to you is what has motivated that decision?
Well, I think I've always had a commitment to public service. It's something that I wanted to do when I was a kid. It's something that's very near and dear to my heart. My heart's always been in it. I was had the great fortune of serving the citizens of Eureka for 8 years when I was 20 to 28. I was very young. I went through some personal growth and some challenges since then. But it really has been about building for me a strength of spirit that allows me to re-enter public life and to put all my heart back into serving the citizens of Eureka. And I know Eureka's facing some huge challenges right now. There's a lack of pride, I feel. There's serious issues that need to be addressed, and we need a proactive plan to address those issues and get Eureka turned in the right way. I want to present an optimistic vision to be able to do that.
Well, I guess to sort of follow up on that, I wonder, in what way do you think that Eureka is going in a wrong direction?
Well, I think you just have to look to the basic statistics of looking at our crime. You know, we have twice the property crime rate of Arcata. We have a property crime rate that's in the top numbers in the state per capita. We also have traffic safety issues as well that are close to the top of the state in terms of per capita traffic, vehicle, pedestrian, and bicycle accidents. And we also see a lack of investment both within our communities and within our business community as well. I think once we have a plan to proactively address these issues and have accountability for this, I think we're going to see the pride within Eureka turn around and we're going to see more investment. All those things that we've been searching from outside of us trying to pull in are going to be more readily available when we take care of our own business here in Eureka.
Okay. I want to ask you one thing related, somewhat related to what we're doing down here today and what we've been doing all this week with Food for People. Mm-hmm. People have been very generously coming out and making donations and helping out Food for People, which of course helps out the folks in our community. There is some notion that you hear, sometimes more specifically, sometimes more generally, that organizations like this and shelter organizations and, what used to sort of fall under the old term welfare causes more problems than it helps, that you create this culture of dependency. You hear that term. There was recently a forum where a local business person mm-hmm. gathered folks together, sort of suggesting that one of the problems we have is we make it so easy on people who don't have jobs, who don't have places to live, that they come here, and that increases our crime. And I'm interested in your reaction to that.
I think we've got to be very careful not to go down that route. I think we have to realize the reality is that no one should go hungry within this community, not in this time of year, not in any time of year. We have the resources within our own community to make sure that people are well fed. One of the things as I've worked my way back to public office is that's been very important to me is getting involved with the Boys and Girls Club and volunteering with the Boys and Girls Club and, seeing the folks that come and pick up their kids from that and are low-wage workers and a lot of times being paid less than $10 an hour, $8 or $9 an hour, and the difficulty that is to raise a family and be paid in those wages makes it really, really difficult. So it's really important that we have programs that help folks. And help folks so they can make sure that their kids are well fed, that they can make sure that they have time to spend with their kids. We're not doing any good by keeping wages low. We need to make sure that, families who are and individuals that are willing to work and be productive members of society are entitled to a good quality of life, and that's the type of Eureka I want to see.
Well, so then do you support the increasing the minimum wage initiative?
I do.
Okay. It always seemed like kind of a no-brainer to me when we know from history that the argument that it causes employers to cut back on hiring is not true.
It's not true. The evidence hasn't shown that to be true. What is true is when more folks, more families have more money to spend, that's going to stimulate the economy and create a better business environment, and we're going to see more investment and more business want to locate here to be part of those dollars being circulated without the community. It's one of the smartest things we can actually do for our business climate.
It seems that way to me. I think there are some difficult logistical things to work out with that. It's not easy.
There always is with government. Yeah, it's never easy.
Why did you choose mayor as the position? Because isn't it the case in Eureka that the mayor it presides over the meetings and mm-hmm. breaks ties but doesn't have the same status as other council members?
Perhaps traditionally that's been the view. I think my skills, my life experiences are unique to be able to handle the role of the mayor and to provide the leadership that this community needs. I think this community needs to heal some of its divisions. We need to begin to work together to proactively address our issues within Eureka instead of fighting amongst ourselves. My heart is in the city of Eureka. It always has been. It's a city that I love and the people that I love. That's why I'm in the position that I'm in, is wanting to serve the citizens of Eureka. And I think my leadership skills will be able to do that. And I think the way that I view the role of the mayor is really the mayor needs to challenge the city council to meet the needs of residents and really proactively pursue an agenda and challenge the city council to adopt that agenda for the benefit of Eureka. And really, I think that leadership's been absent for quite some time.
Okay. People have posted some questions to the Lost Coast Outpost, and I want to get to at least some of those in a bit. But do you see the city of Eureka politically and economically as significantly different now than in 2008 when you were last in office?
I think that some of the problems that have emerged within our community have not been proactively addressed. I think our neighborhoods have fallen further and further behind. I think criminal activity has been on the rise, and it's been a drain on citizens who are wanting to invest and wanting to stay within our community. It's really been a challenge. So I think there needs to be more empowerment given from City Hall to residents to be able to proactively address some of these issues. So, yeah, I think there's been a big difference in mentality. I think there's a big disconnect between what's going on in the city and what you see going on down at City Hall.
Okay. I mean, one of the things that is a basic truism is that to reduce a lot of social ills, particularly crime, as the economy goes up and as people have more money in their pocket, these things tend to go down. Is it within the ability of someone who sits on the city council or sits in the mayor's office to really affect the local economy in a significant and measurable way?
Oh, yes, because when we change the way that we address some of the issues that are taking place in our neighborhoods and within our community now, when we get a handle on our crime problem and we begin to see measurable results, when we begin to do traffic calming and enforcement ways that make the city safer to walk and to bike and to drive a vehicle, safer to walk your kids to school, that's going to lead to investment within our neighborhoods, and that is going to lead to investment within our business community. So what we do, the quality of life that we can create and help create within the city government of Eureka is extremely important in setting the right climate so that that type of investment and improvement will come down and filter through to the citizens of Eureka.
Okay. I want to get to just a couple of these questions.
Sure.
That were posted in the Lost Coast Outpost. I don't know if you're familiar with this. It's more or less yellow journalism. I don't put much stock in it, but people seem to like it.
Sure.
The Lost Coast Outpost. So these are some questions that readers have submitted. I guess the first one kind of touches on, maybe you already answered it, but what are some of the ideas you might propose to rebuild Eureka's neighborhoods, and what are some ideas you might have about the update to Eureka's general plan?
So Eureka has some incredible advantages over other communities. We have a wonderful bay. We have a wonderful grid system. We have wonderful historic architecture. We have historic homes. These are great advantages that Eureka has over other existing cities. So one of the things we can do is make sure that each neighborhood has the ability and feels empowered to take action to create a sense of identity and culture within its own neighborhood. I think one of the real inspiring things that we've seen in this community in the last few years is the neighborhood involvement in Jefferson School. And Heidi Benzinelli and the neighborhood that has been able to take control of that project and really show and demonstrate what can happen when communities and neighborhoods get civically engaged. And I know from my prior experience of walking door-to-door, of meeting with folks, that Eureka has tremendous talent. It has tremendous individuals, and the vast, vast majority of Eureka are good, hardworking people. And I think there's really, unfortunately, a disconnect or too much of a disconnect right now. And when we empower neighborhoods from the city with a toolbox of solutions to be able to meet their problems and their needs within their neighborhood to create that neighborhood identity, that's going to help pride, that's going to help investment, and that's going to help sort of change the direction and the feeling that we have in Eureka that it's going downhill. That's going to turn around, and then you're going to see more investment.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Chris Kerrigan, who was a two-time Eureka City Councilperson and yesterday announced his intention to run for Eureka City Mayor in the upcoming election. What are your ideas on how to address the homeless population in town?
Well, I think a lot of the problem all works together. It works together with our economy, the crime problem, and the lack of pride within the community. And when a lot of people go and they see the homeless problem as a behavioral issue, you see poor behavior in our streets. So when we begin to, I think, you know, first is having a plan to proactively change the way that we view our community, that we enforce rules and regulations within our community. And then we have to have a comprehensive plan to be able to address homelessness and systemic homelessness. And I think there are a lot of different models out there that other communities have looked to be able to empower folks to take control of their lives again and to give them dignity. I think that's really important. And I think, you know, as I said, enforcing those community standards of behavior, I think it's really depressing, and folks get upset when, you know, they see poor behavior being demonstrated, and it sort of draws on the pride of Eureka, just as when you see, you know, trash within a neighborhood. And so when we address that, I think we're going to see a lot of those the concerns disappear. But I think we always need to come at it from a position of heart and a position of compassion and an ability to empower people to take control of their lives once again.
Okay. This next question comes from Mike D. He asked me to ask you this as I was walking out to come down here. Would you, if you were elected mayor, would you use this new device, email?
Yeah, I think it's very important that we, and not just that, I think what the Next Door program, there's a lot of technologies that are out there that allow civic engagement and neighborhood engagement. And so taking advantage of that and integrating that not just with the city of Eureka, but also within our police department, I think those are very important steps that we can take to be able to break down that isolation that people feel and that disconnect between city government and city hall and neighborhoods.
Okay. And here's a question that I'm sure you've already gotten many times and will get many more times along the campaign trail. Would you support legalization of cannabis in California in 2014? And I would add sort of more broadly, how do you feel about marijuana specifically as it relates to our community?
I would support a legalization effort. I particularly am concerned with the crime that that is created as a result of it being illegal. I think that, you know, the statistics show it contributes to our crime factor, and it makes for a dangerous community. I think, like a lot of folks, I'm very disheartened when I read or hear about the armed invasion robberies that happen within our neighborhoods. So I think you know, I'd like to see the state take the lead on this issue and legalization, and I think that would help take away some of the crime that we're seeing impacted that impacts Eureka residents.
Okay. I have just a couple more, and we'll let you go. Well, this has been just recently chatted to me. Do you support the McKay Community Forest Project?
Yes, absolutely. I think the city should do everything it can to take the lead on that project to make sure that that's developed and in a way that's in a benefit for the citizens. I think that's just one of a number of things, quality of life issues and enhancements that we can do within Eureka that will lead to more private investment. And I think it really works that way when the city is proactive, when we invest within our own infrastructure and with within quality of life in Eureka, we're going to see the business climate respond to that, and we're going to see more investment. It works hand in hand like that.
Okay. Vanilla Ice or MC Hammer?
Oh.
It's a tough one.
Well, I grew up listening to both, but and I think they both have very interesting life stories, but I'm going to go MC Hammer.
Okay, very good. West Coast.
Yes.
You got to. All right. And then last thing that I'm just curious about, you're the only one who, as far as I know, has officially announced their intention to run for mayor, although I guess one would expect Frank Yeager, our current mayor, to run again. Do you anticipate others, or do you know, you have your ear to the ground?
I certainly haven't heard of anyone that's going to run. I sort of leave that up to, one thing I've learned in my life is that there are things I can control and things that I can't control. And part of me getting an early start is going out and meeting with folks and doing this listening tour and getting ideas and feedback on my plans so I can put a set of plans together that really match my vision for Eureka and that go beyond the traditional verbiage that folks hear when someone's running for office and really offer some substance and some ideas that really provide solutions for the challenges our community faces.
You know, if I were Yeager's campaign manager and got no one would ever hire me for anything like that, I would. The slogan is obvious: have another shot of Yeager. I'm not going to comment on that, but it just seems. Come on, Frank, you need to do that. Anyway, Chris Kerrigan is who we've been talking to. He's a former Eureka City Council person and has just announced a run for mayor in November. Right?
Yes.
This November is when the election is. So, thanks so much for coming out. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thanks very much for having me.
All right, there it is. Do you have a website or anything you want to plug?
It's not up yet.
In development, yeah. Under construction. All right, thanks, Chris.